You see, there are two feasts there together. There's the 1st of November is the Feast of All Saints. Now, that's not just the canonized ones. It's all the saints that are buried in the local cemeteries around the churches, and all the saints, all the holy people who are with God. And then the 2nd of November is the commemoration of all the dead, where we pray for the dead. So these are family feasts of God's in God's family, the saints and then those who are dead. So it's the communion of saints, that sharing of holy persons, the caring for one another, that is to be a feature of the church, not only in earth but also in heaven. So the two belong together, and you have the 2nd November as a special day commemorating the holy souls.
Well, now, I suppose during the month of November, traditionally, we've been taught to pray for the souls in purgatory. And, I mean, purgatory is a word that we don't hear too much about now. I mean, is purgatory still taught?
Yeah, purgatory is... there is strong teaching on purgatory, but the range is very narrow. The church teaches that there is the possibility of purification and healing after death for those who need it.
Mm.
No. And the other only other truth that the church teaches about that is that those who may need such purification or healing can be helped by the prayers of those on earth.
Mm.
So it's not the idea that this is a place of punishment. It's right. A place of healing. And you can see the reason for the healing. Like, if you think of, say, a group of your friends, you know, people that you like, how would you like to live with them for all eternity if they were just the way they are now?
Hmm.
Now, they might like to see you purified a bit and me purified a bit to get out some of the kinks and the selfishness and the envy and all the other things.
Right.
So if we're going to be happy for all eternity with God, we need to be purified. I mean, it'd be no good dressing up for a wedding if you hadn't had a bath or a shower for 6 months. Like, you might look all right, but you wouldn't feel all right.
Hmm.
And that's part of the whole idea of purgatory, that we need to come into full perfection and into holiness and into beauty.
Well, now, traditionally, the way of that purification, we associate fire with it.
Yes.
Which is very threatening. And
yes, yeah. Fire was never official teaching.
Right.
It was popular, all right,
mm.
because if there's fire in hell, there would be a lesser fire in purgatory. Now, purgatory, as I sometimes said, is not a matter of an archangel with a blow lamp, you know, sort of scraping sins off, you know, as if you're scraping the paint off a kitchen table,
mm.
you know. It's more a matter of coming into where I can let go selfishness,
mm-hmm.
where I can let go pride, when I can let go envy. Because, see, if I went into heaven with envy, I wouldn't be happy, because I'd see all these saints way up above me who'd be getting more gifts than I have, so I wouldn't be happy. Mm. So I have to leave all these things, these notes of selfishness. And that's the healing, and the healing through love.
Mm.
And one of the great, there are two great writers on purgatory, I think. One is Cardinal Newman's Dream of Gerontius.
Mm-hmm.
You find splendid things there. And the other is the mystic Catherine of Genoa. And she speaks about purgatory as a matter of love.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I'd say about that, that a lot of people will have come into healing before death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, terminal illness.
Yes.
The ups and downs of life. And, you know, people change and become more calm and the rest of it.
Yeah.
That's anticipating purgatory.
Yeah.
And it may well be purgatory for people.
Yeah. But the importance then of the prayers that we're asked to pray for the souls in purgatory, is that important?
That's still on, yes. We can help them, supporting them. It's a way of love and God looking at our thing, at what little things we're doing, and, you know, supporting the thing. We don't know much about it, except that the prayers are commended,
mm-hmm.
and indulgences are still in. We don't go counting them on a computer anymore. But there is a value in doing good deeds for the dead and for other people.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, we know that limbo no longer really has a place in the church's teaching. Yep. So purgatory hasn't gone the same way.
No. Limbo was never part of Catholic faith. It was generally taught, you'd hear sermons on it and so on. But there was always doubt about limbo. I remember way in the 60s, we had a great Jesuit theologian, Bernard Leeming, and he used to say about unbaptized infants, look, they're better off with God than with the theologians. Because the theologians had nothing, were so confused on it and caused confusion for our people. So purgatory's in, and I would regard it as a beautiful, beautiful doctrine that I can come into full healing, and others can too. Because a lot of people, as they look around, God forgive me, that, you know, could probably do with healing if we're going to be happy forever.